Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels podcast, episode 298. Today we're reading chapter 28 of the novel I Know What Prayer Can Do by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Aubrey awakened the following morning with heaviness on her heart for Jennifer. She thought of giving Simone and Kelly a call to let them know there was still no news, but changed her mind. "I'm sure they're praying for Jennifer's safety," her mother said to her. "You've seen me do nothing but pray my way through difficulties and pray others through their difficulties. Prayer has never failed me, and your husband is a living testimony of what prayer can do. So rather than worry about Jennifer, let's just pray for her." Aubrey received two encouraging letters later that day. The first was from Simone. "Listen, Mother," she said as she read the letter out loud. "Dearest Aubrey and family, I trust that you are all doing well. Kelvin and I are having the time of our lives interacting with the Nomad Siguenga group here in Peru. I would never have thought for a minute that I would be learning another language, definitely not the Arawakan language. Kelvin is catching on real fast. It's taking me a bit longer to learn, but I am loving it. Pray for us, as Kelvin has expressed an interest in working with one of the Bible translators for this area. It's interesting, but we had to travel by canoe for several days as the village is located deep within the Peruvian Amazon. Only a small percentage of the Noma Siguenga are Christians. No one has ever taken the gospel to this inner group that we will be working with. They love to tell stories to each other, and that's right down my alley. I believe God has already opened up the door for us because they believe in a creator who causes the river to flow and plants to grow. But even more amazing, they believe this creator was taken from them and promised to reappear someday. With that belief, you know it shouldn't be too difficult for them to believe John 14, 1 and 3 and accept Jesus Christ as that creator. I will be giving you a call soon. If all goes well, we should be home within 6 months. Give our love to everyone. Have you heard anything from Jennifer? I tried to call her, but have been unsuccessful. I just sent a postcard to her. P.S. Thanks for talking me into bringing those bags of candy. The children love them. Tell your husband Kelvin will be calling him soon. In Christ, Simone." The second letter was from Kelly. It read, "Hello, Aubrey. I trust that you and the family are all doing well. Thank you so much for your prayers. Great news. Dr. Vilsack, Justin's doctor here in Germany, was able to get in touch with Dr. Ananhuru Petrus to have him perform the operation on Justin's legs. I don't know if I told you this or not, but Dr. Petrus is in the USA doing work with the interns for 1 year at Emory University. He won't be able to break away, but he says if we can come there to Emory, he counted a pleasure to perform the operation with the interns looking on." Aubrey stopped reading and handed the letter to her mother. "Here, Mother, I'm going to call Kelly right now and talk her into staying with us while they're here. It would be fun seeing her, Trevor, and Justin again." Kelly answered her phone on the first ring. "I figured you'd call," she said to Aubrey. "Of course I would. I want to hear the great news directly from you," Aubrey said. "It's not a difficult operation at all. CPT, or congenital pseudarthrosis, is a difficult disease as they are still not sure what causes it. Because Justin's so young, he's going to require multiple surgeries, bracing or casting, to correct the fracture. The doctor is going to initially insert a rod, which they will replace to keep up with his growth. Dr. Vilsack says because of modern technology, they'll also consider using pulse electromagnetic stimulation and low-frequency ultrasonogram low-frequency ultrasonography as alternative therapies to help speed fracture healing time." "Well, praise the Lord, you sound like a doctor reeling off those medical terminologies," Aubrey said. "I just knew it would all work out." "We praise God too," Kelly said. "So exactly when is the operation?" Aubrey asked. "And since it will be at the hospital, which is close to us, you all can just plan on staying here with us." "Oh, thanks, Aubrey. But we don't want to inconvenience you, especially on such short notice. The military will take care of everything, and I will hear no more of it, Aubrey said. It's already settled. Let us know exactly when you'll be coming. The friends talked for a long time, bringing each other up to date on Simone and Calvin, the Restoration Reset Ministry, Mother Jameson, Aubrey's home business, events in Germany, Marietta Scarman, and of course, Jennifer. How's the adoption of your daughter coming along? Kelly asked. If all goes well, she should be celebrating Christmas with us, if not Thanksgiving. Quentin's grandfather is pulling some strings for us, so things are moving along rapidly. God is good, Kelly said, as they bid each other goodbye. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLikeSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.